This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, puzzling why the European Union and the Biden administration continue to treat Iran as if it is domesticatable, can be made to come in from the cold and join the community of nations, not act as the chief sponsor of terror in the region and in the world. Is Jonathan Schanzer to explain this paradox, treating a regime that murders routinely over the course of its time on the planet as if it somehow will reverse itself because you treat it as if it's not homicidal? More of this later tonight.
Yeah, I look, you know, the engagement with the regime has been a curious thing that we've been watching, really, John, since 2009 or 10 or 11, right? This mistaken assumption that if somehow we engage the regime, we enrich the regime, we treat it as if it is an equal on the world stage, that perhaps they would turn to the arms of the West, lay down their arms themselves, and begin to play a more constructive role in the region. This was the Obama doctrine, if you will, and it failed. It failed horribly. We know this because they spent a huge amount of the money that the West had tried to throw at the regime in order to get it to back down and to be more pragmatic. We saw them invest this money in Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, and all the various actors that are waging war right now across the Middle East. This is a road that leads to nowhere, but yet it is an orthodoxy. It is a religion at this point that we see embraced by Europe, by the United States, at least one party within the United States. It is a huge mistake, but we continue to see this mistake being made one regime after another, one government after another, you know, one continent after another, for that matter. And it is truly maddening to watch, but we can say with certainty that this is not yet out of the bloodstream of the Biden administration or out of Brussels. And